I certainly get a lot of books. You know, people wanting to do interviews from all over the world to get books. And, you know, I could tell if a book's pretty, if it's nice. You know, you can tell a lot about it if you think you're going to like it just by looking at it. You really can tell a lot about a book by its cover. This book is beautiful. It's so engaging. You just flip through it. You're immediately drawn into it. It's just very well done. The Art of Jin Shim is the name of the book. Alexis Brink is the author. She is a practitioner of the Art of Jin Shim. Shin, like your leg bone. Since 1991, she's been doing it. She's a licensed massage therapist and a minister, and has taught self-help classes and workshops in New York, as well as many different countries for many years. It's a pleasure to welcome her. Pleasure to meet her. Alexis Brink, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you got a little bit of an accent. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Holland, and my story really starts there. I came here to the United States, to New York, to be a dancer at the age of 18, and that's how it all got started.
Wow. What in the world is Jin Shim? Shin. I've never heard of it before. What is it?
It's a form of energy medicine, and it comes from Japan. It's similar to acupuncture, but instead of needles, we use our hands. So it is very easy to practice on yourself, and this is what this book is about. It's about how to practice this art to yourself. So it is an art. It's a really creative, as you create flows, which you would like to do on yourself and how you can help yourself, but there's also a good technical part to it. It is a technique as well.
Now I've heard of and used acupuncture, acupressure, different things like that. I've heard of Reiki, you know, all using energy meridians. I mean, why does this, is it the same kind of thing? Is it working off the same principles?
It does work off the same principles, because when you get into energy work, you work with universal energy. And so when you apply your hands to the body, then the energy will begin to move. So the principle is the same. But it's very specific and individualized. So where Reiki is much more a general treatment, here it's very precise. So you can listen to the pulse in the wrist to find out exactly where the cause is, and then create a treatment plan that is for the specific person. Because if two people have the same project, and we call problems, we turn them into projects because they're fun to work with. So when two people have the same project, let's say a backache or migraines or digestive issues, the cause may be different. And so you get that from the body. All the answers are in the body.
Now, you talked about the wrist technique. I've seen this in Chinese. I've been to Chinese herbal shops. And, you know, they slap you down and they start, checking your pulse and looking at your tongue, and it takes them about 5 minutes and they can tell you your life history. Is that what you, explain that. How in the world does that work? I'm fascinated by that.
Yes, it is really in the wrist pulses. You feel everything. And this is actually not a part of the self-help program, or I don't talk much about it in the book. I just mention it, because in the pulse you can hear really everything. You hear the 12 separate organ functions, which means, for example, the stomach and spleen energy, the kidney bladder, the liver gallbladder. You can feel all of that in the pulse, in the pulses in the wrist, as well as other things. The body, mind, and spirit connection. The spirit connection has to do with the chest line, and the mind has to do with the waistline, and then the hip line has to do with the body. So we look at it from many different angles, as well as looking at the body, body reading and feeling the body, and then putting a whole treatment plan together for the client.
Let me get back to this wrist. I'm stuck on this wrist technique. Uh-huh. So for people listening, you've never seen this before. A Chinese doctor, like a Chinese doctor, you go into, you know, I was in a big city and I thought, wow, this is herb shop. This is fascinating. Acupuncture. They do acupuncture there, but they sit you down to diagnose you and they check your pulse almost like you're trying to check your heartbeat. And then they go up and down a little bit with their fingers. And so you're telling me they're feeling for something. Are they trying to hear something, feel something? What is it that they're looking for, and how in the world do they know that this coincides with different parts of your body?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Well, first of all, we don't diagnose. So we're looking really for the harmony and which energy needs to be harmonized and balanced. So that is a much more positive way, I think, to look at it instead of looking at like a label or giving it a label. We're looking to harmonize and balance. And so when you place your fingers on the wrist, you listen with your index finger, index, middle, and ring finger, and then you listen superficial and deep, and that's 12 pulses on the right and the left. And then they each have 6 different textures, which also, you know, that's 144 pulses. The pulses are really a lifetime study, even though the practice of the art of Jinshin, you can start practicing right away.
So since I'm glad you said that because I can only imagine that could take years to figure out how to do that. I mean, it's quite something if you ever get a chance to do it, ladies and gentlemen. How long does it normally take for somebody to be up to speed on the wrist technique?
I mean, like I said, it's really a lifetime study to hear all those 144 pulses. However,
yeah,
you can also immediately, I always have students listen right away, because the first level to listen, do you feel it's stronger or too quiet on the right side, on the person's right side, or on the left side? And that already tells you a lot, because the right side of the body tells you about the lifestyle, how the person is living their daily life, how stressed they are, diet, environment, and the left side has to do more with older and genetic projects, or what they're coming to the world with, or trauma that happened years ago. So even listening to right and left is already very, very helpful in telling.
Okay, so you get some sort of diagnosis. Let's go back and learn a little bit more about you. You were a dancer. You're from Holland. Obviously, dancers are very in touch with their body or what have you. You came to New York. How did you transition from dancer to massage therapist to now Jinshin practitioner?
Yeah. Yes. Well, when I got here, I got with this dance company, the American Dance Machine, and one day when I was in rehearsal, I hurt my knee, and it became a project that I just couldn't...
Project. Yeah, it cracked me up.
Problem.
You keep saying
injury.
Project. No, I like it. It's a different paradigm. I really like it. These are not problems. These are projects, ladies and gentlemen.
Project,
go ahead.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's knee injury. And somebody took me to watch a session of Jinshin Jitsu, and the woman, the practitioner who became my teacher, Philomena, she said to me after my friend's session, she said, "So what's with you?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm injured and blah, blah, blah." And she did something with my toes, and she showed me what to do on myself, and I went back to rehearsals the next day, and I never had to take off again. And I tried acupuncture and all kinds of different things, and it helped, but I couldn't completely resolve it. And it did. And so I took a workshop with her the following week, and that just completely changed my life. I loved it so much. The whole philosophy made so much sense to me, and I really felt connected to something bigger than myself. And I assumed it was that being connected to this universal energy or consciousness, as we call it.
Now, you came from Europe, from Holland, as you say. Maybe you can speak of Holland specifically, or just Europe in general. Do Europeans have a different attitude towards some of these Eastern medical ideas than America? America is a little resistant. I mean, I think we've been dragged kicking and screaming to start accepting some of these things. But what is the general attitude in Europe towards Jinshin or acupuncture or Chinese medicine?
Yeah, I think people all over the world are much more open today to it, because it's so fast-paced, and people are so stressed, and they have so much going on that they almost need to go back to taking a break and looking at yourself and taking a breath and bringing back the awareness. So myself, I introduced Jinshin Jitsu to Holland many years ago, and people really enjoy it there. And in Germany also it's very popular. So, yeah, people in Spain, it's very popular in many places, actually. So they are pretty open. And I think in the United States as well, people are becoming so much more open. If you think about it, they go to yoga classes, and everybody's heard of acupuncture and Reiki and all these kind of modalities. And they all come from the same traditions, you know, and that it's just really getting to know your own body and starting to listen to your body, so that projects just don't come from one day to the next and boom, they're there, you know. We can prevent a lot of things too.
Well, I said diagnose earlier and you corrected me, rightly so, you did. So it's not you're diagnosed like, oh, you have a, you know, kidney infection. You would diagnose, what you're diagnosing then is energetic blocks or blocks. I mean, explain that to me a little bit. You're detecting energy flow blocks. Is that, would that be accurate?
Yes, yes. And so I may feel when somebody has a kidney infection, I may feel certain texture in the pulse that it can indicate an infection, but we don't diagnose in the sense of labels. At least that's with Jinshin, the art of Jinshin, like that. Maybe in other modalities they do more so. So we work with 26 safety energy locations on the right and 26 on the left. And when those 26 points are open, then there is harmony in the body. So what I feel again in the pulse is, where do I go? Which safety energy location needs to be open, and which cycle of energy needs to be opened? And so I work on that. And then when the energy is flowing in the right direction and smoothly, then the body can heal itself. So that is very much the basic principle of these kind of arts, is when the energy is flowing, then the body can heal itself. And we achieve this in a similar way with meditation. When you get to this zero place is where healing takes place, or after yoga practice, you know, this is where healing takes place, when we get into the breath and when we become one with this something bigger than ourselves.
Western medicine, and let's get to Western medicine for a second. This is completely opposite of Western medicine. I mean, Western medicine is about diagnosing a problem, a symptom. We're going to diagnose a symptom, and we have a drug to go with that to help you with that symptom. I mean, it's completely different. I'm fascinated by the total 180 difference in quote-unquote Western medicine, allopathic medicine, and then more Eastern medicine like we're talking here with Jinshin. What is it about China or Japan, where this originated in Japan, I believe, what is it about those cultures that has a much more holistic approach compared to Western allopathic medicine?
Well, I think, first of all, we're looking at the whole body. So if there is a project, let's say, in the head, it could be a depression or migraine, that means that the energy is actually stuck in the head, and that can cause the pain. So we bring the energy down out of the head, and then you feel better. And so then the migraine or the depression disappears or changes, and you're okay. So the label was the depression or the migraine, and when the energy starts to move, it changes, and it goes that quickly. You can move things that quickly. You know, I see people that have had pain for years, and even after one or two sessions, it just completely changes. So it does go very quickly, and it works very well together with Western medicine as well. For example, people who are getting treatment for cancer and radiation and chemotherapy, to keep your blood counts up, to keep the immune system up, to feel better, to help get rid of nausea and things like that. So it does work very well together. When people are on medication and they start to practice Jinshin, let's say heart medication or something like that, sometimes when they go back to the doctor, the medication needs to be adjusted because the body is functioning better on its own, and then they can take less. So it works well together. It's just, you're right. We look at in the West, we look differently at it than in the East, and it's partly cultural.
What is the difference in the cultures that creates that difference? What is it about Asia, Chinese, Japanese culture that allows this much more holistic approach?
I think it is really, people are not even always consciously brought up with it, but there is this sense that there is something bigger than just our individual body. And it is that energy that we tap into when we work with Jinshin Jitsu. So when the individual, the person comes in, the individual, and when I first listen to their pulse, I feel where they are in relationship to this universal energy. And then as their energy starts to harmonize, the pulse in their body, because we also listen for pulse there, goes back into rhythm with this one pulse, this universal pulse. And I think in the East, people are much more brought up with this concept of that there is even a universal energy or a consciousness or something bigger than ourselves. Well, here in the West, that's really a new concept.
Well, how can I phrase it?
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yes. This kind of dynamic, this discussion is almost as interesting as your book, to be honest with you, because when I think of China, you know, I think most people in America, if they study China and they really start to get into the culture, I'm not an expert by any means, but I have some sense. The Chinese have a, for lack of a better word, a hive mentality. You know, they're part of a whole, they're part of a whole group, and the Chinese people are one and there's one culture. They have a much stronger sense of that than in America, where it's much more diverse, much more fragmented, for whatever reason, especially modern America. I mean, you know, our unification was different 200 years ago, but now it's much more divided. So out of that, to me, it's kind of counterintuitive what you're saying, because in America, individualism and all those things would tend to lend itself that I would be more interested in helping myself individually. I'd be more interested in empowering myself and doing these things by myself and what have you. But it's become where it's just the opposite, where the Chinese culture that is much more communist, for whatever that, for lack of a better word, much more communal, they are much more open to this. I don't quite know what I'm saying here, but it's almost counterintuitive, these cultures.
I do think that we have to remember that this kind of thing, like the art of Jinshin and this tradition and philosophy, it is all an innate part of our human beingness. We all come into the world with it. So in a way, it also connects us in a way to see that we are all the same in that sense. And when you think about a baby sucking their thumbs, they are actually helping themselves. They're helping their digestion and their self-soothing, and they're doing exactly what they need to do. Age-wise, everything is related to an age as well. The baby is supposed to suck their thumb. That's good. And the parents, we take out the thumb and we put in a pacifier, so that natural harmonizing stopped. Or, for example, when you think of maybe when you're stressed, you place your hands on your shoulder for a moment even and help to release the stress, or hold your upper arm when you want to clear your lungs. Things like that we do naturally anyway, and so this really just brings an awareness back to to this innate part of that we've maybe forgotten because of our busy lifestyles and stress.
So sucking thumb. So when people, babies or infants or young, I don't know how old, but that's natural. You should let them do. They're actually doing a Jinshin technique.
Yeah, they're actually doing a Jinshin hold. Each of the fingers helps an emotion, an emotional attitude, and
wow.
Yeah, and also two organ functions. So by holding each of your fingers, and that's a very easy way to start Jinshin, is to hold each of your fingers and the palm of your hand, and you're helping your entire body. Just remember to breathe with it. That's very important, breathing, and then holding your fingers, and there you go. You're giving yourself Jinshin. So it is really accessible to everybody. And like I said, a part of us, because it's not strange when I say, hold your finger, it's very easy to do, and you can do it anytime while waiting or watching TV or listening to a radio show, you know. It's so accessible.
How long did it take you to write this book?
Well, it's interesting because when you look at the picture of the boy with the dog, that's my son, and then when you look at the symptom of stomach aches, that's my son too, and that's like 10 years later. So this book was in the making a long time, and it was till Simon & Schuster said in December, okay, let's do this, let's go to contract, that all of a sudden we had to move very, very quickly and had to finish it. But it was, a lot of thought and care went into this book, and all the people that you see in the book, they're clients or friends or family, so everybody has a story with Jin Shinjutsu who's in this book. So yes, this book means a lot to me. And my best friend, who's a photographer, she took all the chapter pictures, which are beautiful as well.
They are. It's very engaging. Now, Simon & Schuster, they're a very big publisher. This is obviously being released in America. Is it other parts of the world? Is this worldwide release?
Yes, yes. It's just a Russian publisher bought it, and we're going to have it, of course, in Holland and probably Germany. There are big communities all over the world, even though it's still very little known, and that hopefully with this book I'm spreading the word, like reaching to your audience and the people that are listening, because it is so easy and accessible to work on yourself. And even for parents who want to help their children, if your child has a cold or a flu, there are simple holes in this book that you can just help to relieve it, a cold or a flu or a headache or a stomach ache. And so I do feel that people should know about it.
Well, I totally agree. I'm fascinated here. We got about 20 seconds, 30 seconds before the music for the break. And the other side, we're going to get into some specifics about this. So if you're waiting on that, please, we will get into this. The Art of Jin Shin, J-I-N-S-H-I-N is the name of the book. Alexis Brink is the author. Her story from Holland to dance to New York to hurt knee to a project, not a problem, a project turned into now this book. It's fantastic. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com. We'll be right back. More with Alexis Brink and Jin Shin.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Stream's probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Stream's probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Stream's probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
I love that commercial. I love that. That was my little girl named that commercial. American made just for you. Food stores you love to eat. That's so cute. Her little voice. So cute. Thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's where the great specials, the great products that we have and specials. We have auto ship. Some of the products, the REM Sleep, the Strauss Heart Drops, two of our biggest sellers. We've made arrangements to have exclusive relationships with some of these products across the country. That's as important as you learned about Amazon and those things. These are very important as we go towards this. We want to have more customer service. We want to earn your business and be your choice. Buy from the good guys at the Power Mall. You sign up for auto ship. You can choose every month delivery or every other month. If you need to change it or you need to cancel it, it's easy to do. As long as you do it a couple days before it's due to ship, no problem. We're going to give you a discount, your price locked in, you get free shipping, and then it comes to you every month or every other month. Very simple, very important for you and for us, so we can, you know, get these steady flow of product to you guys and always have these things for you. About the top 30 products that are most often sold that you guys buy the most, we have in stock. We have it. So when you call, we're going to have it. And if we don't, it's going to be a minority or some rare situation that we got overwhelmed with orders or something. And we're going to replenish right back. So that's a commitment that we made to you over at the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys. Buy from us. We got all the Global Healing Center, Dr. Group's products, the Detoxidine, which is the iodine, which goes into your thyroid and what have you, the B12, the Vegan Safe B12 under the tongue. If you know somebody who's taken B12 shots, have them try this B12, because you know those B12 shots. Sometimes they say only take it once a month or what have you. There's no reason to wait. You know, I know my other uncle, not Uncle Kevin, but my other uncle. He gets moody when it's time for him to take a shot.
He gets cranky.
He's cranky. Yeah, he needs this under the tongue.
Exactly.
You know he does.
I know. Needs it all month so he can keep an even plane.
Anyway, the detox foot pads are there, and the oxy powder, of course. Iron Earth is also on sale, and the other great products. Look, the curcumin, all the great things that we have to offer to you, the great guests that we have on. The Vitamir was on sale last week. We still have a big supply of that. These things are very important. This is a little thing that you can do to help you ensure your family's health. Of course, the Aquanetic sales, the Solar Hydro backpacks. You can call Jay about this specifically. There's only 4 units. This is important. Alan came on. You know, if you normally, if you're just a normal person, you go to order one. It's going to take, like he said, 6-8 weeks. We're back ordered. He's put some aside because of our relationship with him, because of he started here, one of the major outlets, and what have you. So if you're looking for that, if you're looking for a time to buy that, you thought about this in the past, great specials, the extra filters, the 10% off. Really, if you're in the market for that, now's the time to buy it. You got 4 of them. So take advantage of it with everything that's going on. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're getting back to our guest, which, it's really been a delight talk to her. She's, fascinating to talk on and off air, really. Her name is Alexis Brink. The name of the book is The Art of Jin Shin. Shin like your leg bone, you know, down by your feet. Jin, J-I-N, Shin, S-H-I-N. And if you're familiar with energy work, acupuncture, that kind of thing, works on the same principles. Energy flow, organ flow, Chinese herbal medicine, Eastern medicine, same principles. It's fascinating. The book is beautiful. It is easy to read. They have pictures. You want to know how to do your point to help your organ flow? Well, they got the picture right here. Put your hand here and your left hand here. And, you know, it's like the twister. You know, put your left hand here and your right hand here.
Color-coded.
It's color-coded. It's got great pictures. It's really neat. Really a neat book. I get lots of books here. We get lots of books here. This is one of the best put together the way it's done. Super nice, super nice. So we're getting back to Alexis. Alexis, for somebody who's hearing this, they're interested. Where in the world do they start? Do we start in the body, in the hands? Where's a good place to begin?
Yes, well, a good place to begin is to work through the fingers. And, of course, I wrote this book to make it very easy and accessible. And there's a lot of information in the book, so people can get it on Amazon or even in the local bookstore. One of the big things about The Art of Jin Shin is harmonizing the emotional attitudes, because that's where a lot of the trouble or dis-ease or disharmony begins, when we worry
Let me interject. Let me interject. Explain that. Balancing the emotional. What does that mean? Does that mean anger? Does that mean somebody's upset? I mean, what do you mean by that, the emotional discord?
Yes. So, for example, if we worry a lot, that can cause stomach projects. And people who have ulcers, they can, you know, look at themselves and understand their emotion, where they are emotionally, and probably they are worriers. And so by holding your thumb, you can help to harmonize the emotion of worry, and so that will help the stomach and spleen energy. So that's an example. Today there's a lot of anxiety in the world, and that causes disease as well, or disharmony. When you have a lot of fear, you stop breathing deeply, and the body starts to go into disharmony. It stops the free flow of energy. So when those emotions are balanced and harmonized, and that is not to say that emotions aren't good, it's just when they get stuck and we don't move through them in a proper way, then it can cause disharmony.
What would make them get stuck? So somebody worries a lot, you know, obviously things come up in your life, so the worry builds and then it creates disease. What makes them block? What makes them magnify like that?
I mean, you know, when you worry a lot, you think a lot, and you don't feel that great, really, right? When you worry a lot, I mean, that is the quality of these emotions. Or when you are very sad, the opposite of all of them is happiness and fun, and that is really the best, healthiest place to be. So if you have any of these other kind of emotions, like anger, it can burden certain energies in the body, or worry, or fear, And then again, it stops this free flow of energy. And so you can access it by breathing. If you are very scared, and one of the important thing is to breathe, because when you have a lot of fear, you go into fight and flight. And the sympathetic nervous system, where there is not this deep breathing taking place, when you start to relax and when you start to calm the mind, then harmony occurs in the body.
Now, quantum science, different people are out there. Bruce Lipton's out there talking about this, Greg Braden, and several other people. But the concept of you can think yourself well and you can think yourself sick. So that's kind of what you're talking about. Your emotions, what you're focusing on is creating that kind of in your energy, your energetic body. Would that be a good comparison?
Yes, I think people experience it, because with Jinshin, you really start to observe what's going on in your body. And so Jinshin also gives it a way to help it. So it's not just, okay, I'm worrying, I now have to stop worrying. But when you hold certain SELs, safety energy location, or when you hold your thumb, you're actually helping to harmonize this worry. And so when it harmonizes, the worry goes away. So you don't have to try to do it or do it. It's just holding your thumb, getting into the breath, and it starts to change. And when you mentioned quantum physics, where you really think about energy, energy can change. So we have the physical body, but when you go smaller than our body, you have the organs, and then you have cells, and then you have molecules, and then you have energy, and you can change that. I think it's every 7
okay,
years that we have a completely new body.
That so is fascinating.
Right. So when you work
now,
with
looking
energy,
at your book,
that's what you work with. Yes.
I'm looking at your book. I'm in chapter 4 talking about the fingers. The name of the chapter is Mapping the Fingers, and it's just got somebody's hand there, very, you know, easy to read, and on the different fingers it has different emotions or different parts of your body. Like the thumb is skin surface, stomach, spleen, worry. The next one is bladder, kidney, and fear. Gallbladder, liver, anger. So let's describe. I know we're not sitting in front of each other visually, but let's kind of describe over the radio. So what would I do? How would I do one of these finger holds that you're talking about?
So let's start with the middle finger, since we've talked a bit about the thumb already. So the middle finger helps to harmonize the liver and gallbladder energy. So the body talks. So sometimes people tell me, oh, you know, every night I wake up at 3 in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. And so that is the liver energy talking. And so for those people, their energy needs to be boosted in that area. They can hold their middle finger. Or if you have a lot of anger in your life and you tend to get angry or frustrated, holding the middle finger will help. Or if you are extremely tired, it will help as well. The middle finger helps fatigue in the body. It helps the exhale and the inhale. So the middle finger is a very nice one to hold. And sometimes people ask me, so how do you hold it? And you just hold, for example, if you hold the left finger with your right hand, you just hold the whole finger and you hold it gently till you feel a pulsation come up, and you breathe. And this pulsation means that the energy is spiraling all the way to core, from skin surface to core, harmonizing the entire body. So wherever you begin is a good place to start, because the energy will start to move wherever you start. And so, you know, one of the easiest ways to start holding the fingers. And you may notice that you do it sometimes anyway during the day, that you hold certain fingers or the palm of your hand.
I am totally relaxing as I'm doing this. I'm doing this on my middle finger. Is it just a coincidence when some people, you know, you get angry at somebody, they say, give them the middle finger and you shoot them a bird? Is that just coincidence? Because that's your anger.
I was wondering that too. Yes. Yeah, no, there is, well, I mean, there is a very comprehensive system behind it. But I think that probably, yes, we all are familiar with that middle finger. And when I was teaching in public schools, the kids, they couldn't get past the middle finger. So the teacher said, can we move on to the next finger? They were so intrigued by that, yes. So if a child has a temper tantrum, you can grab their middle fingers and help to calm them.
Now, how long should, because I'm just doing this and I tried to zone out a little bit and relax while you were talking, just breathe, and I did feel relaxed. I mean, I could tell if I probably sat down after the interview or after the broadcast today and did this, I think it could really calm me right down. I mean, how long should I be doing this? How should I squeeze harder sometimes? Should I just loose? I mean, what?
Yeah, so you hold it loosely because then you feel this pulsation come up to your fingertips. As you're holding the thumb to your fingertips, you will feel the pulsation, and that's the energy moving. So if you squeeze too hard, then you won't feel it. So you can play with that. And remember, it's an art. So for some people, it works a little bit different. But in general, you want to just hold it gently, and you can hold it for three conscious breaths, three conscious complete exhalation. When you exhale completely, then the inhale can begin. And when we inhale, we receive the new and the fresh. While when we exhale, we let go of all the toxins and our stresses and all of that. So a complete cycle of breath is very important. And so if you do three conscious breaths with each of the fingers and palms, you come to 36. And 36 is in Jinshin Jitsu what we talk about, the 36 divine breaths. And, you know, it ties into numerology and astrology and all of that, if some people like to continue their studies in that way. But 36 is a very nice number.
Your website is www.jinshininstitute.com. The book is The Art of Jinshin, S-H-I-N. You can get it, you know, wherever books are sold, the bookstores or what have you. We're talking to Alexis Brink, a very good book, very interesting topic. We're talking about, you know, self-practice of self-healing, of energy awareness, of projects that you could deal with yourself, not problems. You don't have problems, ladies and gentlemen. You have projects, and Alexis has given you some homework to work on it. Okay, so the middle finger. And so basically, it's almost like, you correct me if I'm wrong here, you're completing a circuit, and because you're holding it loosely and allowing that pulse to come up, you're allowing the energy to flow. And so you're basically, with your breath, you're completing the circuit, and your breaths are letting the excess kind of discharge out into the universe. Would that be a good way to describe it?
I think that's a very good way to describe it, yes. And the finger holds, people use it a lot in my practice. And then I give people daily self-routines, and people start to create their own. There's a lot in this book. There is more comprehensive flow patterns, all the 12 organ functions, and most people have heard of the meridians. So these pathways are very similar. So, and then in the back of the book, there's 70 symptoms. So you can just go to one quick hold, in a combination of these safety energy locations. And, yeah, I think you got it. That's really the practice of it.
Well, I like that, because even just sitting here, I could tell, you know, I don't know, that you talk about connected with consciousness. I felt that energy release, and I felt these whatever it was, I felt a release, and I felt calm and centered. The fingers, the fourth finger, which is next to the middle finger, your ring finger, that's lung, large intestines, and sadness. And the last, your pinky finger, is heart, intestine.
Heart and small intestine. And so even in an emergency, you can apply Jinshin very easily. If somebody has a heart attack, you hold their little finger really tight to get in there. At that point, you go in a little deeper, and it will be very helpful. Often I've had people that had certain things, and while waiting for the EMS, I will give them a quick hold, and, you know, they would be okay. So now, you can hold it in that way, too.
Very good. Okay. Now, that's fascinating. Let's talk about maybe something different. I don't know. Maybe this applies. You tell me. I had my uncle Kevin. He went and got my new young child. She's very young. She's under a year. She's got a little bit of a raspy breathing. She's got some congestion. We went over to my other uncle's house and he got sick or something. I don't know. Anyway, she's got congestion. We've been putting oregano on her. It's helping, but she's still a little raspy. So she's got raspy lungs. And she's very attentive. She's doing very well. What kind of thing would you do for her? I'm sitting right here with her. What should I do?
That is so sweet. Oh, Okay. So one of the things is that you can hold her upper arm, because that will help to clear the chest line, and so that helps the lungs. And then the other hand, you can, so if you feel it, you can feel that one side will be a little bit fuller or tighter. Even if she's that young, you can feel it.
Like one side of her lungs. You mean one side of her lungs?
One side of her arm, of her upper arm. If you hold her upper arm, you can feel that one side is a little bit tighter or more congested.
Oh, interesting.
And then,
yeah, I can, actually.
You can.
So do I grab it? So I just grab it like
that?
So I both at once, I put my arm around her arm, or so
put
I'm grabbing
other hand
her.
On the, put the other hand on the opposite inside of the knee. So you hold her upper arm, the side that's congested, and then with your other hand, you hold the opposite inside of the knee. So is it her right upper arm that's more congested?
Left
her
side.
Left? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you hold her left upper arm and her right inside of the knee.
Now, I'm just, when I say hold her upper arm, I'm just grabbing, it's almost like her bicep to her shoulder. I'm wrapping my hand around her. Okay.
Because it's so little, yes, yeah. And you hold it gently and wait for this pulsation to come up, and that will help to open up her lungs.
She's doing really good. She's just looking around. She's fascinated. She's looking at my picture
so
of,
sweet.
she's looking at my, American flag. My brother-in-law made a American flag 13 stars out of pennies and painted them. It's very cool. She's fascinated by it. Okay.
That
and then so I wait for the pull. So I can see the art part of this and the calming part of this and the releasing part of this.
Yes, if we all start as early as your daughter, that's a wonderful thing. Very often people start when they're much later in life and when they already have a lot of stuff built up, you know.
Blocks, yeah.
The younger do you start, it's very good. But still, it's never too late.
So the thing on your fingers, I mean, you can kind of do that and go through each set of fingers every day, the three breaths, and get that pulse. And you can, I imagine with practice, you get really good at it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's good at holding a finger. It's not very difficult. And you can, and you will start to notice. Hi.
Ooh, she's talking.
That's so great. What's your name?
Her name is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Say hi,
I'm
Kate.
So glad you're practicing some Jinshin. I hope it's helping you.
Oh, she's trying to grab the microphone. She can't hear. She doesn't have headphones on. But she's,
right here, chatty.
Can you do your click? Your click? Here you go. Oh, there she goes. She can click her tongue. That's her trick. She thinks she's pretty fancy with clicking that tongue. She's wiggling a little bit. I'm having a hard time getting the pulse. I can see, you know, I'm going to have to do this later. But I can definitely see it in my own hand. Now, would I do her hand also? Is there a point in her hand, lungs? Would I do a lung, you know, grabbing her finger? Which one is the lungs? I forgot.
The ring finger helps the lungs.
Okay.
And there's also in the book, there's a lung flow that you can do on her that will be very helpful.
Oh, she's excited.
Yeah.
She doesn't want me to hold her finger.
You can do it when she's asleep. That's an easy time to do it.
Yeah, there you go. That might be what we have to do.
You take a few minutes to give her a lung flow.
There you go. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, Kate.
Here, go ahead, say hi to her. I'll put the earphone in her. Go ahead, say hi.
Hi. But just observe which fingers also she puts in her mouth or which ones she tends to play with. It tells you a whole story.
She was smiling when you were talking to her. She's doing very good. Can we give her back to mom now? We just got a couple minutes. My uncle's asking, do you crack your fingers? Do you adjust your fingers? You know, some people...
Do you crack your fingers before you do that pulse?
No. You just hold them.
You just hold them. You don't have.
You don't. There's nothing to do. You just hold them, and you know, just start to observe which points on your body are comfortable for you, and maybe it is holding a shoulder, or place your hands on the inside of the knee, or different areas. You see people doing it all the time. So in the book, I explain how and everything and why and how it works and all of that. But I think we did go over most of that today.
The history of this, where did this even originate?
It originated in Japan, but it comes, of course, from the ancient traditions. Jiramurai, the father of Jinshin Jutsu, he was born in the early 1900s, and he studied a lot of the ancient texts and the Kojiki records of ancient things, which is like the Japanese Bible. And so there's a great part of mysticism and philosophy in it. And then from that, he developed this whole system that's very comprehensive and has a vast technique to it.
Now,
but it comes from, you'll see it's very similar. It overlaps greatly with Ayurveda and other ancient traditions.
Now, a lot of people, especially Christian, traditional Christians, this may seem foreign. Some of this, even some of the yoga practices, Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, they kind of look at this like kind of gets into witchcraft area. But then, you know, I'm definitely Christian, but I definitely see the energy work, and I can see the energy part of this, and that there's a commonality that people can latch on. My question, we got about a minute left and probably not enough time, but I'll ask it. In America, Darwinism, this idea of evolution, is being pushed in schools and what have you, and taking us away from our divinity within us. It seems like with this, Jinshin, and in other cultures, that they, I don't say refute, but they recognize the divinity, and it's almost antithetical. Things like evolution and Darwinism, they can't exist when you're talking about your consciousness and your creative ability within and your divinity within. Would you say that would be accurate, or how would you address that?
I mean, I think that we all have a creative energy inside us, and so whatever you call it, if you call it the divine or the creator or consciousness, you know, that's what we're talking about, and we all have that inside.
Well, very good. Well, there's the music. I hope you've enjoyed coming on the broadcast. I have really enjoyed meeting you. It's been very good.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're very welcome. The website is jinshininstitute.com. The book is The Art of Jinshin, J-I-N-S-H-I-N is how you spell it. Alexis Brink is her name. Fantastic. From Holland to New York, right here to your ears on the Power Hour. God bless you, Alexis.
Thank you. You too and your family.
Yes. Thank you very much. Well,
bye-bye.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.